Friday of the Oge Show. If this is your first time joining us on the podcast, my name is Oge. I am the host and creator of the Oge Show. On this podcast, we discuss societal issues. It's usually interview based, but because of the COVID-19 pandemic, I am not able to go to my guests, neither are they able to come to me for conversations, you know. So we are maintaining social distancing. I hope you're staying safe wherever you are in Nigeria, to all my listeners in Ghana, Belarus, Turkey, the United States, the United Kingdom. Yes, I have listeners in all of those countries. Thank you for supporting this podcast. Thank you for taking out time to listen to me. And thank you to everybody that streamed and downloaded my last episode. It was really, really amazing. The feedback was massive, especially from my co-podcasters. Thank you guys for the support. The Nigerian podcast community is growing and hopefully will be bigger and as big as the YouTube community. So a lot of things have been trending. In fact, a lot of things trend on social media. The most ridiculous things actually trend on. So you find out that, oh, this thing is actually really important because it affects people in the society. Now, a lot of things from the last time we uploaded and now, a lot of ridiculous things have trended on the Nigerian space, in the Nigerian society. And one of such things, although it sounded ridiculous and funny and sad at the same time, is the whole Mama Anyisi. That is, it's Igbo for our mother said or our mom said. And the background story is several women actually came up on social media, Twitter and Facebook and the rest of them, to advise their fellow women who are planning to be in a relationship with Anambra men, who have plans of being in a courtship or who have plans of ending up with an Anambra man. Now, if you're outside Nigeria, Anambra is a state in Nigeria, one of the southeastern states in Nigeria, and their men are notorious for being people who take whatever their mom says as gospel. Now, these women have come to advise their fellow women to tell them that, oh, if you're dating an Anambra man, make sure that his mom approves of you. Before you go ahead to say yes to that courtship relationship or whatever it is, ask him if his mom will approve of your ethnic background, of your religious background, if she will approve of how you look physically, if she will approve of the fact that you have tattoos, if you have piercings, if you're a single mom, if she's going to approve of it. I know it sounds ridiculous to a lot of people, but then it's as serious can be. Now, I know that a lot of people, especially if you're Igbo, you're not surprised by this. You know, it's a thing. But then this thing that where women are the ones that actually scrutinize who their sons bring home is not just, the Igbos do not have monopoly on it. The Anambra men, the Anambra people do not have a monopoly on it. It's a thing that is found all over the world. Many women and ladies have to please the boy's mother whenever that introduction, oh, I'm taking you home to meet my parents. A girl's first intuition, her first thing that comes to her head first is, oh, his mom, I have to impress his mother. It's the same way when a girl brings a guy home and the guy wants to come and introduce himself to the girl's family when they're in courtship to show, oh, I'm actually dating your daughter and I'd like to take this, you know, a step further. It's usually the girl's father that grills the man, tries to scrutinize him, ask him questions and stuff. It's normal. It's not just a Nigerian thing. It's not an African thing. It's found all over the world. Now, I understand that mothers that do this because, one, they are the matrix of the household and they do this with the best intentions. They want the best woman for their son, especially if he's the heir of the family. If he's the first son, you want to know that, oh, whoever he's ending up with is someone who understands the role or the position he's holding in the family, how he's supposed to be there for his siblings, his younger ones. He has to take care of them. He also has to extend that love to not just his immediate family members. He has to extend that love to, you know, his extended family members, his cousins and stuff, especially if the man is well-to-do. Now, they always want to find out if a woman understands that his position in the family actually means this and this. You know, a lot of women would want to, oh, I need to know that this woman actually shares our values and tradition and stuff. There's nothing wrong with it. Actually, it's good intention. And we need to understand that a lot of exclusive societies will always exist anywhere in the world. Now, my problem with all of this is I have a problem with a woman actually treating another woman badly because of her son. Oh, your son comes, brings a woman home and all of that. Fine, it's normal. But you don't have to be disrespectful, you don't have to be condescending, you don't have to treat the woman with disgust and make her feel less worthy, make her feel like she has no self-worth just because she happens to be in a relationship with your son and you do not approve of her, probably due to her ethnic background or due to her religious background or due to the fact that your spirit does not accept the girl. You know, I feel like everybody should be treated with respect and we should do better. Now, what all of this means is that everybody has a role to play. You know, for the woman, you need to understand that the girl that's being introduced, you need to understand that, oh, a lot of people actually have different backgrounds. And that's why when you're going into courtship, you need to find out what it is that makes this man tick. How was he raised? Is he the kind of person that was raised in a home where they pray in the morning and they pray at night? They do all those things. And maybe that's not the kind of upbringing you had. Will he be able to cope? Is that something he would like to continue? You know, a lot of things go into marriages and relationship. And somehow, it's not just something that has to do with Anambra people. I'm not from Anambra, before anybody be like, this one I'm talking about. I'm not from Anambra. I'm from Umuahia here. I'm from Abia State. So like I was saying, before you go to that point, you need to understand that, oh, some people, it's a human thing for you to doubt anything you're not familiar with. Or anything you don't, humans are naturally distrusting of anything that they see as foreign. Look at the whole Meghan Markle and Prince Harry situation. One of the reasons why Meghan gets so much hate is because she is not British. And then the British are very, 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 very conservative and very traditional people. And Meghan is an America has little or no culture. Yes, you don't. I mean, their culture is liberty, it's freedom and all of that. And the British actually have years, thousands of years of traditions that they've preserved over the years. And if someone who is about to enter into their royal family, I mean, the royal family is the height of English imperialism, if I do say so myself, and you want to marry the prince, you're not British, they don't feel like, oh, you're able to understand what it is like to, you know, be British, and then the fact that you were raised by a single mom and all of that. So it's just people are distrusting of these things. It's normal. Now, as a lady, your mother-in-law to be or your boyfriend or fiance's mom does not approve of you, it's fine. Really, it's okay. You should not, you know, sweat it, although it's easier said than done. But you can actually choose to walk away. Or if you decide that, oh, I really, really want to be with this person, the one thing you're not going to do is make him choose between you and his mom. Don't do that. You will lose. And when I say you will lose, I mean like you will actually lose. Even if the man says, oh, you know what, if I don't marry this person, I'm not going to get married. And then he's allowed to. You always feel this thing that is missing in your home. Because nothing makes a man more happy than knowing that his wife and his mom have a cordial relationship, they both respect and love each other and stuff. It brings him happiness. But if he's in a marriage with you and his mom doesn't want to visit because she doesn't like you and she does not approve of you, there will always be this thing that, and I don't know how to explain it, but I hope you understand what I'm trying to say. And never make a man choose between you and his family. No matter what you do, do not come in between a man and his family. It's just, usually doesn't end well. Now, for the men, it is not your fiance's job to convince your folks, especially your mom, about her person, about her character, about who she is and stuff. That's your job. It is not your fiance's job to try and make your mom like her. Although she actually has to treat your mom with respect. I don't know about love, because if you don't know somebody, if you don't understand somebody, you cannot really love them. But I know that a woman that really loves you, actually automatically that love extends to everything that concerns you, your siblings, your parents, and your business and the rest of them. Now, it is not her job to make your mom find her worthy. That is your job. That is where you have to step in. Now, you have to actually apply wisdom in doing these things, because don't go and, you know, add fuel to an already burning fire by issuing an ultimatum. If I don't marry her, this will not happen. This will happen. Same thing that happened when I said that. Don't make your mom choose between you and your wife, because at the end of the day, if she allows you to go ahead and marry this person, you know, the person that would be on the receiving end is your wife. And you know that would make your wife unhappy. And an unhappy wife is an unhappy home. Do you understand? If your wife is unhappy, you become unhappy. And at the end of the day, you just, at some point, you're like, oh, okay, how did I get to this place? Now, like I said, you actually have to apply wisdom and not put your mom or your wife in positions where they have to sacrifice their happiness just because you want something. Don't do that. It actually won't end well for you. Now, for mothers, we understand that you love your sons. We get it. We know you sometimes act this way because you think it's for their best interest. And there are many times you've been right. But then you've also been wrong. I've heard instances where stories where a woman actually chooses who her sons end up with, and at the end of the day they regret it because the son ends up being unhappy, and then there's usually fights, and the woman turns out to be what she's not, you know, the person that she portrayed herself to be to make her mother-in-law love her. And then when she finally gets married, she starts showing her true colors. Things like that have happened. And I need to tell mothers that you need to treat ladies who your sons bring home with respect, whether you approve of them or not. You also need to thrust your son's judgment in the choice of a life partner, because you raised this man. What kind of upbringing did he get if you don't think he's mature enough to go this distance? I mean, one of the biggest decisions a man will make in his life is the choice of a life partner. Now, it speaks volume about your impression of his decision-making skills if you don't think he can choose a life partner for himself. You know, choose who you know, represents him, somebody who shares values with him and all that. Now, mothers need to do better. We need to treat ourselves better. We need to treat these women better. It's okay. You can actually say no politely. I mean, you can say no to somebody and be polite about this, and there will be no grudge against you. I mean, there's a way you would even explain this thing to your son, and he will be the one to say no to this girl. Not you. She would not even know it's coming from you. I mean, it's manipulative, but at the end of the day, there's peace. Do you understand? Again, mother needs to do better. We need to know that, oh, the fact that you love somebody or want the best for somebody does not mean that you get to be condescending, you know, to prove a point. You can actually say no without putting another person down. Now, speaking of doing better and mothers being accountable and making the right call, Hadiza Nasser El-Rufai, who is the wife to the governor of Kaduna State, made a statement that has been etched in my memory since last weekend. Now, she said, "Sow the wind and reap the whirlwind." For those who don't know, the background story is this. Apparently, her son Bello El-Rufai, I don't follow him on Twitter, but people actually retweet his ethnic and religious bigotry to my timeline sometimes, and it pisses me off. Like, every time that guy is involved in a squabble, he's always calling people from southern Nigeria, he's always condescending towards them, he's always calling them names. He has this God complex that he thinks, you know, I don't blame him. So many nothingers actually have that. So it's really nothing. As I was saying, the story is he got into a spat with a Twitter user, and the Twitter user actually replied him, and he DM'd the person and actually threatened to gang rape the person's mom. Now, a lot of people actually started calling on his parents, his mom and dad on Twitter, and the mom actually replied after a while, and she was like, "All is fair in love and war, and if you sow the wind, you reap the whirlwind." Normally, when I hear this, "sow the wind, reap the whirlwind," I'll be like, "Oh, wow, that's deep. That's really wonderful. How did you think about that? That's deep stuff." But given the context, that is the most wicked, disappointing, and most irresponsible statement from not just a wife to a sitting governor in Nigeria, but a mom, and one who's actually on a board that fights female gender-based sexual violence in Kaduna State. They reported your son to you that he raped somebody, and with your words, you literally endorsed his behavior. And that actually caused a lot of things, with people calling her out and stuff. And she was adamant about it until Samuel Ogundipe of Premium Times actually quoted that tweet and like, "Oh, I'm Samuel, blah, blah, blah. I actually want to be sure that you said this and you know that this is the reply to your son, you know, threatening to gang rape somebody's mother." And that's when she deleted the tweet. And then the next morning, which was Monday, she came and she said that she didn't know the context in which she replied the tweet to, that she would never support rape, blah, blah, blah. You know, all those kind of medicine after death situation. It's, I mean, really. Now, a lot of people were trying to make sure that the rape culture actually dies in Nigeria. We're trying to educate people about rape. We're trying to create an environment where people understand what rape and sexual violence is. And the wife to the governor of Kaduna State, that is Hadiza Erofar, actually goes out there and endorses her son's doing this. Do you understand? I took that pause so you understand the magnitude of her actions, what it portrays. You're not just telling your sons that it's okay for them to threaten to gang rape people's mom, but you're also giving them the go ahead to say that, oh, they can actually go ahead and do it and you cover them. Because I mean, what sort of silly excuses? I didn't know the context. I mean, so you didn't read the tweet and you replied to it. What are we? Are we not with me? I mean, you can't even say that to a 10-year-old and the 10-year-old will believe you. So why are you saying that to adults? We need to do better. But then at the end of the day, I'm not surprised, because a leopard cannot hide its spots. You can actually put the most influential of people in boards and stuff, but if they do not believe in the vision that you're pursuing, if they don't believe in the actions that you're taking, it's only a matter of time before their true colors will show. You know? So again, her behavior was irresponsible at best and evil at worst. To say I was disappointed would be an understatement. I was really, really, I was thankful. I think, yeah, the best, what I did was, wow, I'm thankful this person is not my mother. This person is not the woman that gave birth to me. I was really, really thankful. Seriously. But then, ma, you should do better. You should actually really, really do better. You're a voice. You're influential. You could have actually, through that one act, maybe you didn't have to admonish your son in public. Maybe you could have done it in private. But I just feel like even keeping quiet would have been better than what you just did, because although sometimes you cannot quote silence, sometimes you can actually quote silence. But keeping quiet would have been better than what you spewed. So we actually need to do better. And for people that need to do better, 1 million boys in Lagos, you guys are perpetuating evil. You're robbing and stealing from people, and you're using hunger as a disguise for it. I just want to tell you something. You're not hungry. No, you're not. You're just thieves. And this lockdown is just you using an opportunity to steal from people, because you feel like you have the power to do so. You carry guns, you carry machetes, and then you threaten people. And what is annoying me is the fact that nobody has been held responsible for this. citizens who pay tax to Lagos State government, who live in Lagos, who pay tax to Lagos State government, are not coming out to secure themselves, are not coming out to form neighborhood watch just to secure themselves about against criminals. Why? Why are they paying tax if they have to do that? What's the use of the tax they pay if actually the government cannot provide them security? It does not make any sense. The federal government and the Lagos State government need to come together to curb these meanings before the end of this week, at least. Yesterday, Thursday, I was reading, and it was really heartbreaking to see that people in Sulere over the weekend, last weekend, it was people in Ebeda, Iyana Paja, and the rest of them. People are coming out. People are home. They are working from home. They are putting in more hours. Spend the whole day sitting behind a desk, working on your laptop, and at night you have to leave your wife and your children because you want to go, and they've called you to go and do vigilante just to protect yourselves. It really doesn't tell well of us. Every day it's like Nigeria actually is cursed with bad governance. It's like every single day where we are just going down, we're not moving forward, we're just moving backwards and backwards and backwards. Will things ever get better? Are we going to get to that point where we're like, oh, we're paying tax and the people who we employed to serve us are actually really serving us? We get to that point. Are we ever going to get to that point where we have leaders that think about us? Are we ever going to get to that point where Nigerian citizens will actually see themselves as, you know, people who are not selfish, people who don't think that they have to, you know, ride oppress the fellow man just because they want to move forward? We all need to do better. And I don't know if anybody influential is listening to this, but the governor of Lagos State, Babajide Sanwo-Olu, needs to act fast. He needs to act fast because yesterday is Sulere, tomorrow it might be Yaba, and I live in Yaba, and I know that I love my night sleep too much for somebody to come and be knocking on my door because he wants to come and carry the carton of Indomie I have in my house, says he's hungry. Because if it's money, he will not sit beside this house too. So I just don't know. We just need to curb all of this. All of this needs to end. This insecurity thing that we're facing in Nigeria, it needs to end. There needs to be an end to it. Please. Ekuchalam. Now, do not forget to stay safe. Do not forget to maintain social distancing. If you don't have anywhere to go to, please stay in your house. Also, use hand sanitizer. Do not forget to use chloride-based products to wipe off surfaces, because the COVID-19 can actually be on surfaces for as long as 3 days. And we need to keep our environment clean. And also, I want to say a very big thank you to everybody that has sent me a voice message since the beginning of this podcast, from season 1 to now. And I actually recreate an episode out of all of those voice messages and put them together so you all can hear yourselves. And to all of my listeners outside Nigeria, I want you to stay safe. I want you to maintain social distancing, and to know that for whatever information you need concerning COVID-19, you can get it on the World Health Organization website. That's www.who.org. Everything you need, prevention measures, if you feel you have any of the symptoms of COVID-19, what you need to do. And Nigeria, not just WHO, you can actually get it from the Nigerian Center for Disease Control, NCDC. You can follow them on all social media platforms, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram. And then one of the best things they've done is where they send messages, as much as 5 messages. I know I receive them, as much as 5 SMSs every day to Nigerians, you know, briefing them about COVID-19 and telling them what to do to prevent COVID-19. I really want all of you to stay safe. And thank you again to all of my listeners. I cannot believe that I have listeners from 11 other countries, more than 11 other countries besides Nigeria, Belarus, Turkey, the United States, the United Kingdom, even Belgium. I have listeners from Malaysia, Ghana, and yeah, Kenya too. A whole lot of other countries that I didn't think, you know, I would have listeners from. So thank you to everybody that has been supporting me so far. Thanks very much. I really want each and every one of you to stay safe. Also, do not forget to subscribe. Do not forget to tell a friend about this podcast. Do not forget to like and share this podcast so people can actually need more listeners. I need more people to listen to me. Anyway, until next week. Bye for now.